What to say?
Well.
And the question.
Okay.
Can you talk about time? Does it exist, time? Or it's just like space, something still don't move, we move, but the time is still.
Yes, time is just a functioning that humans use in order to communicate. It's not a reality. But what's happened to the human is we've begun to see ourselves in relationship with time, and ourself existing in time. Ourself is something that existed in yesterday and tomorrow. But where is time now? It doesn't exist. It exists when we say, okay, what time do we get the bus? Is it 2:30? Yeah. Then it's gone again. Just seems to be a functioning. So we'll talk for about an hour and a half, and then we'll have a break, and then go on till about 5, and then I think after this you're all invited to a party here tonight, or to music. Maybe it's not a party, it's maybe more music, and buffet and dinner. And if you want a tea or coffee now, there's tea and coffee in the other room. So today there doesn't seem to be much introduction coming, so if anyone has questions.
I'm interested in this, is this a Catholic picture? I don't know, but that's what I'm interested in, because it seems to be coming up again and again, you know, like people making a big story about like the one, you know, that Jesus thing is like, he already came and now like, you have to wait, we'll come back again. On a cloud, and it's literally like this. This is not my joke. And then there's Jews has not yet come, but it's also
what, sorry?
The Jews, Israel.
Jews. Oh, the Jews.
Just say like he still has to come, but like millions and billions of people that like have stories with the one, you know, like we meet the one, and then everything is fine. Do you have any comment? Like, do you have any idea what this is, why this is happening, or like,
Why there's like these societies that believe somebody's going to come and save them?
Yeah, or it already happened, and we are in the process of like, you know, waiting for him to return.
Yeah, in they I used to be a playwright, and I studied playwriting for 5 years, and I didn't do it. But they used to say in playwriting that the Jesus story was like the ultimate story, and all stories were based on the Jesus story. And I've always found that quite profound. Like when you think about it, all the idea of being saved by something. Something coming and saving you. So they used to say that every film, every comedy, everything was based, every film, every story that was ever written was all based on that story. Which is true, or like in the sense of seeking. When you can see that the person loves it, the idea that something's going to come. And something has meaning and it's special. I'm going to come for you. Why do you care about that?
Me? well, this is like a schizophrenic part, you know? Like, let's say, I used to believe I am the one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think people go through those two characters, though. Believing they are the saviour and then they've got to be the saved, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Mm, yeah. And, like, over the years, like, this was like maybe 15 years ago, I had a few friends that did the same thing, like, oh, I am the one. And then start running around naked, and then the police says, no, you're not the one.
Yeah, life takes it all away.
Time. There is a time there. A dog doesn't have a sense of the time as we have it.
No.
Doesn't have.
No.
Why?
Because they can't think.
Okay. So the time doesn't exist,
no.
Really.
No.
It's just an idea.
Yeah. That humans have used to communicate.
Yeah.
The body seems to have some sort of clock, like it knows when food's coming or those sort of things, but it's not them.
Mm-hmm.
They can't think about time. They can't even think about themselves.
In a way, we feel to move in space and time, we move in space and time.
That's not actually how you feel.
It's not what I feel.
No.
No, you don't feel.
No, no, I don't think anyone feels that they're moving through space and time.
It's
do you feel like you're moving through time?
Yeah. Oh. No. But
you just feel like you're here. Or there's this. You just feel like you're here, or there's this. I mean, where's the you moving through time?
Yeah. But it seems that, I get older, everything changes. It seems that time is moving.
Seems
you know,
that way.
It seems that time is moving.
Only when it's thought about, though.
Don't understand.
Only when you think about it.
Only
the rest of the time. It's
if
just,
I don't think, I don't grow old.
Well, no. And you can't not think.
But what in a way, I can see that everything is still, you know, time and space, everything is still. But in another way, everything changes, everything moves, everything is something.
It's hopeless, isn't it? You can never get it, can you?
Never.
Okay, everything's still. Oh.
No. Yeah.
I think I'm giving lots of boob action to the camera. I should be wearing this top. Not good. Suddenly the viewings go right up. This is a fan. Put a tissue down.
No,
Funny, some days when I do talks, I really have to have questions in order for talking to happen. Otherwise, it just goes blank. Carpet, colours. Mm-hmm. Oh, people, carpet. Socks.
But In any case, also without talking, we share an energy here. No?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm so shit today. But yeah, I don't know what's happening. I would love to be able to sell the story that I'm sharing an energy with you while something's happening in this room and you paid your $20 for something. But I don't know what's happening. We're sitting here.
Do you like some Zen stories?
Sorry?
Do you like Zen stories?
Zen stories. Like, what's the sound of one hand clapping?
Yeah.
I quite like that story where he's like the one where it's just not coming today. Where. Where he gets his son, that's it, his son gets taken to war, or his horse gets stolen, and they say, oh, that's terrible, and he's like, maybe, maybe not. And then because the horses are stolen, when the soldiers come to take his son to war or something, I can't remember the story, his son couldn't go to the war, and so he just kept saying, maybe yes, maybe no, I don't know if it's good or bad.
I think he fell off the horse.
And broke his leg.
And then
and every time they say, is it good or bad? It's like, it's like maybe. Maybe. You have one you like?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, sure. Should I
take
one?
Okay. It's just going to be about saving.
I don't know why, just thought that you are a Zen master.
Sorry?
When you said, like, I don't know if you share energy, I don't know, like, leave me alone. Is it someone like a Zen master would, like, say?
I don't know.
Maybe. No. I've never been to one.
Neither have I. Maybe.
Lisa, sometimes I feel uncomfortable when teachers are telling there must be a longing for awakening so that it can happen. Because from my understanding, there cannot be a reason for it, for anything. It's just happening. What's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel a little bit uncomfortable with this.
Yeah. Well, they've got to say something. They just choose to say that one. It's just what they think in that moment doesn't really matter. Or it most probably happened in their story, and they think that how everybody else's story will go is the same to their story, which is just again a thought. Like they really longed for it, and so they think that other people are going to really long for it. But it's more than likely. Like, at these talks, what can we talk about? Like, there's a little bit that we can talk about, and then that's that, and then we're just looking at the floor. And I sometimes, when I hear other speakers, I just feel like they're giving it a bit more juice. Just making it a bit more dramatic. And you've got to really long for it.
Oh,
I for myself feel I just want to live a happy life, that's all. And
yeah.
Everything else is it's happening or not.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? I think that's what everyone wants at the end of the day, is just not to suffer. When it comes down to it, they think it's all these other things. You and me.
But there must be an energetical communication between us.
But you're only knowing that through your limited language. You're only thinking about that in limited language. There's an energetic communication going on. God knows what's happening. We don't know anything. But that's our very limited. There must be an energetic communication going on. But imagine if we hadn't got the word energetic or energy.
But do we?
But we do have that word. It's so limited the way we think.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know what's happening, ever. We just know relative. Huh?
But I feel that there is something happening.
But how? But that's not. There's a feeling, and then there's a thought that interprets it.
Mm-hmm.
That something's happening.
But even if, even if we don't have a thought,
yeah,
something happens.
Apparently. Yeah, then we're just like, oh, actually, is something happening? yeah, we're just all fucked, really. We just don't know.
In a way,
yeah.
Today is my day. in a way, everyone come here, or yeah, in this case here, and he goes away like he came. My English, but
yeah.
As you said before, nobody gets anything from here. As I come, I will go. Nothing changed, nothing moved. Is this?
Is this it? Is that what you're asking me? Is that true?
The question is. Because there is no communication, energetical communication, well, we don't know. But as we can, we will go. Nothing changed.
Yeah. It's just the same, yeah?
It's the same.
It was always the same. Things appear, disappear. And you might think that you've go or come with less, but then that's...
Maybe less money, as Tony Parson would say.
But it's just, it's the same everywhere. It's just forms appearing and disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And all of nothing, all made of nothing. They're all, there's no form that's more it.
Yeah, this is very hard to, you know.
You go, it's appearing, disappearing.
I read a book from Rick Lynch's, I don't know if you know it, it's an American doctor.
Yeah.
And then he points out, the title of the book is No Me and No You.
Yeah.
There is no me, there is no you. But it's very, very strong. No me, no you. It's something very strong that. It's what you say, nothing happened, nothing is, you know, but something very impossible to get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Is it a special quality of the human mind to separate things and to compare situations? Because now my mind is going like round. How was it yesterday? It was so different. Some people knew here and they didn't experience yesterday. Yesterday it was so, let's say, good or different, and there was so much talking and interesting and so much power. And today is totally different. It's like another human being sitting in front. But on the heart level, I'm totally relaxed, and like the man behind the camera who just relaxed like a dog or a cat now, 30 seconds ago. So, is this something typically human?
Yeah, the dog can't do this. Yeah, the dog can do it, or the cat can do it, to compare. That's how you know yourself, is through comparison. If you didn't compare, you wouldn't even know yourself. You wouldn't even, who would you be? You'd have to compare yourself to another thing in order to know, this is that, I am this. This is good, this is bad. This is what I want, this is what I don't want. And it's just the way the human mind seems to have grown. Is an opposite. It's opposite world. And it goes for pleasure and avoids pain. And it plays that game.
and there is no me anymore, this game is gone too.
The complicated thinking carries on, but the you in comparison with the world is gone, and the idea that anything's better than this goes, this is it, this can't be made any better, it's all the same thing, it's nothing, it's just appearances appearing and disappearing, it doesn't matter, who would care? Who knows what's better or what should be got? The body will naturally move towards pleasure, but it won't sit in a fire or burn itself. But it's not you running the show anymore. It's not you who got to get somewhere. And it's just such an amazing game, the human drama, the way it sets everything up. Like a constantly having what's better and having to move towards what's better, this constant game of looking, where I've got to go, what I've got to be, what's better. And we just don't know, we don't know anything. We're so scared of that not knowing. We think we know what's better.
Do you remember a time when this was not fully established? This me-lessness, when there was a kind of hop on, hop off, or yeah, on or off feeling with this, the me is there and then it's gone, or there are phases or periods when you don't even think about a me, or when you are just, I mean, I'm talking of myself, of course, when I'm engaged in whatever, sex or sports or eating or shitting, whatever, yeah, and I'm totally lost within the happening and not thinking about me or comparison, and then the me is coming back, I'm here again, now I'll tell you what has happened or so, then it's gone. And so I have to confess that my life seems like that. I have periods of that, periods of that. Okay, so the question is what to do with that, or do you remember a time when it was like that with you or with somebody called
Jesus?
Yeah, I remember that. So what to do with that, or is this usual?
I'm not the one that's doing. You is an appearance. That one, that energy that's saying, I'm doing, I'm choosing, I'm going to choose to do an activity to get rid of this, is just an appearance happening. It's not you. You're not choosing. There's not somebody in there that's choosing to do something. There's just appearances happening. So the thought comes up, I need to go meditate to get rid of this, or I need to go to a talk to get rid of this, or I need a certain energy to get rid of this. But it's appearing in this. It's not a somebody that's separate, independently acting. It feels like that's who you are. You feel like you're that person in those choices, not even choosing those choices, in those choices. And this narrow, small energy begins of me and my life and what's good for me and the outside world out there. But that energy of what should I do, how do I get rid of this, I want to stabilize and know me or whatever it's saying, is appearing in the freedom. It doesn't feel like it though, because the energy is all focused on what should I do. Choice is a motherfucker. The idea of choice. Who made up the word choice? Imagine if we'd never had that word.
Mr. Choice.
Yeah.
So you can't do anything to prolong or to shorten the good or the other.
Even all that thinking is weird thinking. Yeah. It seems like very logical, rational thinking.
Yeah.
What can I do to... But all of that's actually quite weird. Who? It's just appearing. It's just another happening. There's nobody independently acting. There's just appearances happening, coming and going, and it might seem like it's suffering and then not suffering, but who's the one that's even telling the story that it's suffering and not suffering? Who even knows where it is or what it has? It seems like such a rational idea, what should I do? terrible message, this, isn't it?
But you can turn it around. You can say, in a paradox way, I could say I cannot even avoid the total breakthrough to needlessness or to
nothingness. There's not even someone there that could avoid it.
Yeah.
It's just appearances happening.
I cannot do anything for it. I can't do anything.
There's not anyone there that exists independently. There's just appearances happening. Amazing.
Nobody really chose to come here this afternoon.
No, it just happened.
Yeah.
The thought, an urge got put in, and then off the body goes, I'm doing this, I'm coming here, I'm choosing. I chose the best seat, the worst seat. Why is she not talking? Because she's not.
At the fun fair today when you were going in this crazy machine. I hope the machine will work because who would do the talk this afternoon?
Yeah, it certainly blew my brain out.
It seems so dangerous, you know, this machine. And we had this feeling, this precious being in there. But just a strange thought I can see from the distance also.
It was so terrible, that ride. Who would choose to go on that?
Yeah.
They put me upside down for like 5 minutes.
Now listening to Christian talking about the fanfare this morning when you were in that strange machine, and the way we anticipate, he anticipated that the machine, you know, would not break down, because otherwise what happens with the talk this afternoon? it's amazing the way we our expectations, no? We anticipate things, we just blow it on.
Amazing the way it's going.
Go on.
And how's that appearing? How's that happening? Where is it appearing? This imagination, it's amazing.
We're saying before about good and bad, no? Now, for yesterday was good because there was a lot of questions and a lot of talking going on, and And today there is just complete silence. What is better? I mean, but we tend to think talking is better than if we've come all the way, you know, it's to hear something.
Yeah. At least to hear something.
What is resonating here still when Gan was saying, I'm only here just to be happy. And that's really why we're all here. Something really very simple. And then the complicated thinking starts.
What do you think about the law of attraction? Now this, I visualize a bike and then a bike, and like I should not visualize myself as sick or something.
Yeah, I don't know how it all works, but that's not the same as what we're talking about. This is got something to do with the flow of life, like a functioning, and I don't know how the flow of life is really functioning, but what we're talking about here is the end of the personal entity that's personalizing what's happening.
Mm-hmm. So?
And that's got nothing to do with this. Often people put them together because then it makes what's being talked about now more attractive. That's just happiness in the flow of things. Having more things or having a bike is just a nicer, pleasurable thing in the flow.
So it, like, it took me a long time to understand why these things are put together.
Why they're put together?
Yeah, why they're put together sometimes. And
why is that? Why are they put together?
No, my conclusion was just what you said. Like, yeah. Non-duality doesn't cover all areas.
Yeah.
Just is like just like takes care of something, but not
yeah.
Like doesn't teach you how to like become a dentist or
no.
Yeah, this stuff. Yeah.
We'd give it a bit more juice if we could talk about law of attraction.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. We can attract bikes or liberation or something. If you think about it, or put it under a pillow. I don't know how it works.
Well, I'm trying to change the weather.
Change the weather.
Yeah.
You're ready.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes. But non-duality can take away the interference of a me in just becoming a dentist. Not a better one, or the drive to become a dentist, or a good one, or as good as my father was, or whatever. But just letting life happen without the interference of any me or ego or whatever, and then everything can be attracted or not attracted, or come and go, or whatever happens.
Well, you can't ever change what's happening. Like, you can't. There's not somebody that can make life happen a certain way. It just happens how it happens.
So the law of attraction is an illusion?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
I don't know how the flow of life works. I don't know what the... It seems to appear one thing after another, like one thing goes to another, but I don't know how it's working. It might be that you write something and put it under your pillow and then the next day you get it. It might not, I don't know. It just happens.
Obviously, in some cases it could work, in some cases it would not work.
Yeah.
This is what could be experienced,
yeah.
As far as I can understand that. This is, so it's just interesting, perhaps, the percentage of working out or not. Everything else is...
It doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah.
What's more important? Like, what is it going to give you? Money? A new lover?
Strengthen the me feeling.
Strengthen the me.
This is what it's doing.
Where are we ever going to get to? A law of attraction is about getting there, getting to somewhere. Where are we ever going to get to? What's paradise? Where's this paradise?
What about all those other approaches or paths of the enlightened masters who didn't have this non-reality aspect of their it seems to me it's so hard for me to cast them out or to throw them away from my daily menu, you know. And I got so fond of all of them, so it's so hard what to do with them.
Like,
I mean, there's so many. I don't want to mention any name.
Yeah, I'm not going to
have a preference. Yeah. So many. What to do with all of that crap or whatever?
Well, it really doesn't matter. Because it's just the thought appears about how much you love them or hate them or how wonderful they are or not wonderful or how they said be in the moment or
whatever.
What else do they say?
Love everybody.
Yeah, there are many steps to enlightenment.
And then thoughts come up going, okay, let's love everybody. And then a cake appears and you eat the cake and then a thought comes up, okay, let's love everyone, I love you, you're fantastic, or whatever it is, or affirmation. And then that just goes. At some point that stops. It's not you doing it, it's just a happening. It doesn't matter either way. It's not you doing anything. There's no you in there. There's appearances appearing. Appearances appearing. There's thoughts coming up. And it comes with energies. It's not just empty thoughts, all these different feelings, but they're all appearing and disappearing in this. And the freedom isn't in any of them. It is everything that's happening and nothing. It's the fact that they're appearing. It's not in a particular thought. It's not in a particular way. If thoughts are coming up telling you to meditate because Eckhart Tolle told you to meditate or to be in the moment, that's just what's happening. And then another thought comes up, says, Tony says it's bullshit. And then that's what's happening. And another thought comes up and says, oh, Lisa says it's just happening. And then that's what's happening. And then it disappears again and it's all appearing in this boundless freedom that cannot be found in any of those thoughts and nothing and everything. No one thing. It can't be found in any of it. It really doesn't matter. All these masters. There's no masters. There's no higher. There's no one that's higher than you. Or lower than you. There is no two. So if I were to say cast them aside, I'd just be giving another idea. Doesn't matter. Now I'm giving another idea. And then that one will appear when it appears. And the whole time that energy is giving the appearance that somebody's in there doing it. It comes with all these energies of, this is me. And there's really nobody there. It's not you choosing the right path or doing the right thing or following the right master. You're not even on your way to liberation. That's a whole fantasy.
There's no way.
There's no way, but there's not even really that contraction happening. Or there's not really. There's just all these appearances happening, these thoughts and feelings, making it seem like you're on your way to somewhere. But really, there's nothing really happening. Doesn't really matter. We're so lost in choice. This person says this. This person says this. Who's right? Who's wrong? They're all bullshitters, all of us, including me and anyone else you respect. It's just words appearing and disappearing. Like a turkey. We're all like turkeys and we've put meaning to it. It's like we put such important, like say if a turkey was sitting in front of us and we're like, this is the Yoda, this is the turkey in the form of, you know, Yoda from Star Trek.
Yeah.
And we're like, this is Yoda, and he's like, and we're all like, this, we've got to find out what this means. It means nothing. Nothing ever means anything. My speaker is just the same as a turkey. Especially when you don't put any meaning to it. It's like, woo, woo. The English really sound like turkeys. The Germans sound like, what does the German sound like? Some sort of bird. Incredibly long words. They mean nothing. We're just in a world of no meaning, and this poor human got lost in meaning. It's false. It's kind of funny.
and sad at the same time.
A poor species, huh?
Yeah, the poor species of the turkey that's going to be the Christmas dinner is free. Who doesn't think it's a turkey? And we're like, poor turkey. We've got to save the turkeys. We go around with our banners, saving the turkeys. Feeling sorry for the turkey.
So it's not in my mind, a mind,
yeah,
a human mind, giving importance to all those teachings.
Yeah.
But it's the same meaning of the teachings as planets or us, yeah, or...
Let's think of the sort of teacher that sounds really important, like the Dalai Lama. He seems like someone really up there, and he's just the same as a turkey. No difference.
We're sitting
there. We're sitting there, all like, yes. That's wonderful, yes. Mm-hmm. And there's no different. The turkey's down there like, oh, Christmas dinner. Just as important.
May the force be with you.
Yeah. Yoda in disguise.
But we cannot eat the Dalai Lama.
Sorry?
We cannot eat the Dalai Lama.
Well, we prefer the turkey, yes. Turkey's better. Better than Tibetan.
Maybe we can take a bit of a break, stretch our legs.